Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everybody, it's host Pepe with a new episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm just so psyched about today's episode because I'll be talking about something that I'm so passionate about, which is early retirement. I personally do not want to retire early at all. Actually, not even early. I don't want to ever retire since I love keeping myself busy, but in the near future, at some point, I want to simply decrease the amount of time I'll be putting into my businesses and whatnot. My goal is to be working 2 or 3 hours a day max, and trust me, folks, this is possible through real estate investing. Even not working at all is possible through real estate investing if you plan it out and well. Right now, I own a couple of dozens of units in a couple of states, and I'm able to retire if I want to. However, I still want to buy more real estate. Hence why, on top of running my real estate business, which is a full-time job itself, because I still self-manage over half of my portfolio. But in addition, I also have another full-time gig, and recently went back to a full-time corporate gig as well. So 3 full-time gigs in order to keep buying more real estate. And that's the beauty of real estate. You can decide how far you want to go with it and can retire anytime you want to or decrease the time that you put into running a portfolio. So it's really, really great for you folks. Most of you guys want to retire early. Most of you guys just want to hit like 30 years old and retire, or 40 or 50 without waiting the, 60 something, 70 year. And when you're like 70 years old to retire, the way things are going right now. But so the only way to retire early, the only way to reach that financial freedom goal or number that you have, it's through investing. And one of the biggest vehicles that can actually help you achieve that is real estate, folks. I don't know of a lot of other vehicles out there that can help you, folks. And if there is any, please let me know. There is a lot of other vehicles out there, I know that. But if there's any that is comparable with real estate, please let me know, because I would love to like get involved in that somehow, even though I don't want to ever retire. So for those that want just to retire early, I definitely recommend looking into real estate. All right. I know there's some folks that are here listening that haven't taken the plunge yet and are still looking into getting started. Like I always say, just jump in so that you can jumpstart your retirement early. Today, I want to tackle the topic of 401k as a retirement vehicle in comparison to real estate. Personally, I do not have 401k. I refuse to sign up for even before I got into real estate. Reason is, I personally think 401ks are a ripoff, and there's a lot of investment vehicles that guarantee a much better return and early retirement in comparison to 401k, where you have to be 59 years and a half in order to withdraw money out of the account without having to pay penalties for doing so. So today I figured I can compare 401k to the vehicle that you are all into or are thinking into getting into, hence why you are here, and that's real estate. First of all, what is 401k? Basically, it's an employee-sponsored retirement account which allows an employee to dedicate a percentage of their pre-tax salary to a retirement account. So what are some advantages? You can be asking yourself, or disadvantages of 401k. Before you get into this, I saw some stats, a table showing Americans' average 401k by age. And it goes like, folks under 25 years old having an average of $6,700 in their 401ks. This is pretty low, right? But it is what it is. They are 25 years old. But now, folks 25 to 34 years old have an average of $33,000 in their 401ks. That's folks from 25 to 34 years old, right? Which is still very low. And we have folks who are between the ages of 35 years old, 44 years old, have an average of $85,000 in their 401ks. That's pretty low as well. If you are 45 years old, reaching that age where you should start slowing down, but you don't really have much in your 401k. So guess what you have to do? You have to hustle and bustle, right? Because you want to retire. And those are the kind of things that just shows that 401ks, really, you don't really get much out of them, right? And then the folks in the bracket between ages of 45 to 54 years old have around $160,000 in their 401ks. Again, that's pretty low. If you are 54 years old and you have $160,000, that's pretty low. Let's say if something happens, you cannot work anymore. Things can get pretty tough. And then folks between the ages of 55 to 64 years old having around $230,000 in their 401ks. That's still really low considering that you are really at already that retirement age, right? So $230,000 can't really get you that much. And folks who are 65 years plus have an average of $255,000 in their 401ks. Again, that's still very low as well. Right, in America, right? In other countries, oh, that's plenty. In my country where I come from, oh, you'll be rich. You'll be living like a king with that much of money. Oh, not that great, but I mean, pretty great. You'll be living pretty good. But in the United States, that's the average of how much people have their 401ks. So think about it. Even $255,000 in your 401k, and you still have like 40 years or so to live. That's, you know, you're going to be counting pennies here, right? Does that make sense for us? Folks, these are numbers from Vanguard, right? These are not some numbers I'm just making up here. These are numbers from Vanguard, which is one of the largest 401k plan administrators in the United States. These numbers are bad considering that majority of people heavily rely on 401ks in order to fund their retirements. Even the folks at the higher end of the curve, the $250,000, is not that enough to help one live a financially peaceful life, folks. Hence why I always encourage folks to find other means such as real estate where you can literally keep passively making a lot of money even once you retire if you play your games right. Like literally, only buying one investment property, nothing too crazy, can help you get that $250,000 over time if you bought in a good appreciating market. So yeah, folks, if you don't want to invest in real estate, which I think is the best retirement vehicle, then definitely start looking at other alternatives as well. Start looking at other alternatives to the 401k game, because I just don't think personally only having 401k itself is going to help as much. Right, and I'm talking to you average folks, right? Some people who have so much money, maybe they can like put so much money in there, maybe there'll be some, they might get pretty decent return, but even still the return in investment is not as high. Anyways, let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of 401k. Number one of the biggest advantages, as we know, is the fact that your employers match your contribution. This is great in a sense that in some cases, your contribution is 100% matched, which is like basically getting free money, right? So it's not that bad, right? But a lot of times they'll say it's matched 100%, but you have to be at that particular job for a certain period of time. So keep that in mind, all right? But overall, I think the matching system is pretty great. Number two, you have federal legal protection, meaning that the government sets minimum standards for employers that offer retirement plans and the administrators who manage them, which for a lot of people, they find that to be a safer option, right? They feel as if like, okay, there's protection in this investment, so I can be rest assured that my investment is safe. So that can be a pretty good advantage. Number three, you have a limited annual contribution limit. For some people, they see this as an advantage, but in comparison to, let's say, real estate, you are pretty much limitless. So I see this as a disadvantage if you compare the two. So the fourth advantage of 401k is you reduce your taxable income, which should also lower your tax rates, which is pretty good, I would say. And then the last advantage of 401k is, in comparison to real estate, you don't really do much with it, right? You just leave it there. Whereas in real estate, investing sometimes, even if it's passive, it still requires work on your part. You still have to deal with tenants. Let's say if you don't have a property manager, you still have to deal with doing all this accounting all the time and whatnot, right? Your mind is still really involved in it. Even if it's passive, you're not really working as in your 9-to-5 job, but you're still investing time into it. Whereas with 401k, you are really rest assured. The money is just there playing itself without you having to really put in that much effort. Now let's look at some disadvantages, right? Number one, you have a limited annual contribution limit. For some people, they see this as an advantage, but in comparison to real estate, let's say, you are pretty much limited. So I see this as a disadvantage in comparison to two, right? Basically, I'm just reversing the other advantage I talked about. Number two, you don't have much investment options with 401k. Most of the time, your money is tied into some basic asset classes such as stocks and bonds. Whereas with real estate, you have so many options, right? There's so many strategies that you can do out there, and it's just limitless. The third biggest disadvantage here of 401k is the fact that you have to pay fees if you end up withdrawing early before the age of 59 and a half. I think, and the fees is pretty high. I think something like 10%, which is pretty high. And in some cases, you can't even withdraw unless you have a qualified hardship or a qualified reason as to why you're withdrawing money out of it. Comparing 401k to real estate, with real estate, you have leverage. Basically, you can borrow free money and acquire properties with it. You can have millions and millions of dollars. Like, I have several million dollars worth of real estate that I didn't put in that much money into it. Yes, I put $700,000 in them, but they're worth millions, right? Several millions, right? And you can do that through leverage. You can leverage yourself and you can even start by, let's say property is worth like $400,000, $500,000, just put in like $30,000, right? Out of $30,000, now you have control of an asset that is worth over $500,000, right? That's what's very powerful about real estate. That's why it's very, very powerful, because you can leverage, you can have control of assets worth millions of dollars if you want to, without having to put that much money in it. Whereas with 401k, you have to work really, really hard at your job to get that money. With real estate, just some basic qualifications and you can go to the bank and borrow money and just leverage and buy assets with it. So that's one of the biggest advantages here. Right? The other advantage is you have with real estate is like you have full control of your investment. Plus you can see, you can feel it, you can touch it. It gives one some sense of accomplishment, and you can play with it however way you want without the government interference saying that you can't sell till a certain period of time or till you get a certain age and whatnot. So that's a huge advantage. The other advantage of real estate is that you get steady cash flow. Also, you enjoy a bunch of tax breaks and enjoy faster appreciation. You enjoy loan down, paid down by your renters. There's just so many advantages of investing in real estate in comparison to 401ks or most of the other investment vehicles out there. Overall, as I've said it and I'll keep saying, real estate is by far the best investment vehicle if one is interested in it. If you aren't interested in real estate or early retirement and would like to stick to 401ks, that's all good, there's no problem with that. But for all of y'all who are here, you're here for real estate. Hence why I figure to tout how advantageous spending all of your money in real estate makes more financial sense than putting the money in 401ks. Like I say, if you don't invest in real estate, that's fine. But at least in addition to 401ks, try to explore other investment vehicles. Try to explore other retirement means that you can use in order to supplement 401ks. My big point here is don't just have 401ks, folks. Have other investments. Have other retirement vehicles. All right, folks. Until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family, too, about the podcast. Also, visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.